The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service today, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And so far, so good as far as all the things impacting the market here lately. Let's see, we're still in trade talks. We're still getting fairly decent corporate news about earnings. Yeah,
unemployment's still low. Mm-hmm. Job creation is high.
Interest rates are still low.
Yep. Yeah, here the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, in fact, dropped. The interest rate nationwide on a 30-year fixed mortgage last week was 4.41%. And that was down from 4.94% as of last November, 3 months before.
Mm-hmm.
So interest rates are coming down a little bit. That makes it a good environment for investing.
Well,
it's always a good environment.
I was just going to say, you know, we're going to talk a little bit this morning about just plowing it in there, right? I mean, if you've got a retirement plan at work, or you have another investment vehicle that you're using to help set money aside for that time where you think you might want to stop working and retire. And it turns out that there is a lot involved with that whole idea and that whole plan. And it's all about retirement saving, but it's a moving target. Jamie Keys, you're going to talk about that this segment as well.
Yeah, there's a book that came out recently by a guy named Jamie Hopkins. Got a really nice name.
Yeah.
Hey, what a great name.
Anyway, he wrote a book, and it's called, he entitled the book Rewirement, because he thinks that you need to rewire how you think about retirement. So we'll talk a little about that this morning. I know Doug has some numbers that goes along with that. So we're going to be talking a lot today about how to plan for retirement and how you actually need to be thinking about it.
Yeah, and Doug, you're going to look at anybody can tell how much you need to be saving at
right. Fidelity did a survey of their actual plans and how much should you be saving in each age bracket.
Hmm. So when you're 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, mm-hmm. et cetera, what should you be putting away? How much should you have already put away is also a part of that equation for many of us. So we'll take a look at that. Are you on track? Yeah? Maybe? No?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll try to get a little sense in there. And then later on, we're going to take a look at when it would be a good idea for you to consolidate your IRA accounts. You know, you changed jobs, you got a 401k you left behind or something, and you roll that into an IRA, and then you have another old IRA already that maybe you started.
Or CD that came due, or you had a CD IRA.
Yeah. I mean, all these things. We run into that all the time as financial planners, where people have like four IRA accounts. And then he got maybe a Roth, too, a Roth IRA. I mean, what happens with all this, and how should you be thinking about whether you should consolidate these or not? So we'll talk a little about some of the reasons why or why not you might want to consolidate some of your IRA accounts. In the meantime, you got a question or two about what's going on in your life financially, give us a call right now. We've got an 800 number. It's our quiet line on the radio, the one that we just talked to you and no one else will hear you. So if you're shy, now is your chance. Give us a call right now. We'll answer your specific question about your money at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Have you noticed that you're turning up the volume on the television, finding it harder to understand your grandkids, or missing out on conversations with family and friends? Texas ENT and Allergy doesn't want you to miss any of life's special moments. Their team of physicians and audiologists can identify just what the problem may be. Their audiology team can fit you with the newest technology and hearing aids, which can improve your quality of life. Texas ENT is proud to announce the addition of audiologist Dr. Jennifer Muehlbach to their staff in College Station. She specializes in diagnosing and treating hearing and balance problems. Whether it's chronic ear infections, tinnitus, hearing loss, dizziness, or other ear problems, Texas ENT and Allergy can provide a solution. Texas ENT and Allergy is located at 1730 Birmingham Drive in College Station and at 539 Medical Parkway in Brenham. Just call 877-377-4368 to make an appointment. Find out more online at TexasENTandAllergy.com.
When folks all across Texas are looking to construct metal buildings, there's one company that stands above the rest. DDM Buildings, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, has the experience and the sterling reputation you're looking for. Whether you're wanting a new metal barn, office building, workshop, storage shed, or even a barndominium, DDM Buildings can take you from idea to a completed project. Get started by trying their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com. They can show you what your new metal building will look like and some of the many options available for color, panels, and roof design. The knowledgeable staff at DDM can answer your questions while walking you through the entire design process. Want something special? Don't be afraid to ask. DDM has designed and built everything from churches to fire stations, mini warehouses to horse barns all over Texas. Get started on your metal building project today by visiting DDM in Brenham at 301 Salem Road near Walmart, or in Bastrop at 1083 Highway 71 West next to Sames Ford, or visit their website, ddmbuildings.com.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Country Paws Rescue Incorporated of Hempstead.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team, at least a few of us here in the studio, from Neil Financial Group. We've got an office in Houston on St. James Place, just down from the Galleria, shopping area. Just far enough away to keep out that horrible traffic there. And then we have another one for Central Texas in the city of Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the center of town there. And we do offer the free review. There's no reason to be in the dark. I know you got questions about whether it's IRAs or are you saving enough or when should you apply for Social Security benefits. That's a huge decision that could be tens of thousands or even in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits that you don't want to make the wrong decision on, right? Those may be due you, and that's why you need to come in, do your planning of where you are and how to move forward. Here's the way to get that review. No strings attached. Just call us and make that time to come in. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And we'll get you in and answer your specific questions and find out with you some of the best ways to go forward with your financial future.
We answer a lot of questions.
We do, yeah.
I got a phone call this morning from a nice young guy who's listening. Yeah, I still think you're young, Danny. but he had some more questions. We had talked about certain things, and they just called back, and we answer questions all the time. And that's fine. We would much rather have you come in and ask questions.
Yes.
And get it straight.
Well, there are so many variables to everything, it seems like. You know, I mean, your life is not just a stationary thing. You got always got something happening one way or the other. And the same thing goes for your financial life.
Well, I've got a really good example of how beneficial the free review can be on something like when it comes to taking Medicare and enrolling in Medicare. On the show, we've talked in the past about the fact that if you work past age 65 and you're eligible for group benefits and you work for an employer with 20 or more employees, basically all you need to enroll in is Medicare Part A. Well, one of the common mistakes that we see is if you are working past age 65, you've enrolled in Medicare Part A, and then you leave employment and you still have group benefits because you're eligible for COBRA, that you think you do not have to apply for Part B because you still have group benefits. And nothing could be further from the truth.
So even if you have COBRA, you have to go ahead and make your Medicare application.
And you're over 65.
And you're over 65. Age 65.
Yeah.
And you're no longer working, but you have COBRA. You do have to apply for Medicare Part A and B. And if you do not do that, and you wait until you no longer have COBRA and then apply for Part B, you will be paying a higher premium for Part B for the rest of your life.
Don't want to do that.
I suppose Part D, too, wouldn't it?
Well, what about
your drug
plan,
drugs,
right?
I would assume that'd be the same thing when you're eligible. Otherwise, you get penalized for not applying.
Yeah, but the penalties for Part B are more substantial than they are for Part D.
Yeah.
Part D, I think it's 1%, whereas Part B is substantially higher than that. I think it's 10%.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to goof that up.
Yeah. Ouch.
And, yeah. Yeah. And we've seen examples of people who have made that mistake. And so, you know, if you come in for that free review and that's one of the things that you're facing, we'll talk about the fact that we can avoid that mistake so that you're not paying for that for the rest of your life.
And remember, these are things you're not going to get in the exit interview, if you have one, from your employer. They're not going to sit there and counsel you on what is best for you in your particular situation. They may mention something about the Medicare A and B, possibly, but a lot of times they just brush over it, and you're still sitting there thinking, well, should I do it or not?
Yeah. Or it's probably not in your exit packet of papers that you need to sign. I'm pretty sure it's not. They don't put Medicare information in there.
Right.
Well, what makes it even easier to miss it is the fact that everybody, I think, knows that when you reach age 65, or most people do, when you reach age 65, you have to apply for Medicare. And when you do that, we can do it online now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go through and you're still working, you answer all the questions, and the website points out, well, you have to apply for Part A. But it says, since you work for an employer with 20 more employees and you have group benefits, it's not necessary at this time to apply for Part B. Well, 2 years down the road, you leave employment. You don't think about the fact that you need to go back to the Medicare website, enroll in Part B, and nobody's telling you.
Yeah.
So it's easy to miss it.
So get your ducks in a row. Come in for that free review because it could really save you some money.
You bet.
Later on. And that's 979-836-2903. That's a way to reach us and set up that time before you make the leap, or even maybe a year or two before. You know, 979-836-2903. Now, we talked a little bit at the front end of the program here about saving for retirement. And, Jamie, I think that you bring up a very good point that it's not just, well, I'm going to do this online calculator and it shows me I have to have X amount of dollars saved by X time. Not necessarily, because it's really a moving target for most of us, isn't it?
Yeah, the book that was written called Rewirement by Jamie Hopkins, this is an article that was written by him that talks about that we really need to start thinking in a different way about retirement. And one of the examples that he uses is IRAs. Traditionally, we've always thought about IRAs as being accumulation vehicles. But if you're thinking about retirement, an IRA is not an accumulation vehicle. It's a distribution vehicle or an income vehicle. Mm-hmm. And even the government tells you that you are going to take an income from your IRA when you reach age 70 and a half, whether you want to or not. And so most of the time, the example that you used earlier in the show about moving money from 401k plans into your own IRA or 403bs to IRAs, whatever it happens to be, at some point you're going to start taking income from those. And so when you think about accumulating those assets for retirement, you need to start thinking about, this is going to be an income vehicle for me when I reach retirement age, and how am I going to take that money? Do I start taking it from that right away, or are there other income sources? And so when he talks about retirement, he thinks you need to think about it in a different way. Rather than being having enough assets, what he wants you to start thinking about is having enough income. Because basically, we've talked about many times, when you reach retirement, basically, you're now self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you who are self-employed know that you're self-employed because you want to create an income stream.
That's yes, right. Yes.
And in retirement, it works exactly the same way. And well, one of the things that he talks about is the fact that many times this is a moving target. Not only do you have investment risk when you start talking about creating an income, the other thing that we don't talk about a whole lot is something called longevity risk. What that means is, it would be real easy when you retired if you said, I know that I'm going to live another 14 years and 7 months. Well, if we knew that, we could plan exactly how much income you would need between retirement date and 14 years and 7 months. But we don't know that. And so it's always a constantly moving target as to how much longer you're going to need income, which affects every year you have to reevaluate where you are with income stream because you simply don't know how much longer you're going to need the money.
Also, emotions have to play a lot into that. I run into a lot of widows who they should take more money out of their accounts, but, I want to leave some to the kids. Well, if you're going to do that, spend it while you're with the kids. No, mm-hmm. Wait till you're gone. But there again, we don't know how long they're going to live.
Yeah.
So how much, you really don't want to give it away because you may need it 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he goes on to talk about the fact that in retirement, he says there's a lot of wind that goes on. Meaning, what does wind do? It moves things. And so,
W-I-N-D.
W-I-N-D, yeah.
Okay.
Wind.
Like hot air?
Only on this show.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
But, you know, some of the things we don't think about is the fact that Social Security numbers change, right. Tax laws change, mm-hmm.
Medical changes.
There's so many. Those are all the wins that affect your ability to create an income stream in retirement. And so he talks about the fact that you need to evaluate those over time. So he says income planning doesn't start when you reach retirement. It begins years before while you're still saving. It means managing risk, saving enough, diversifying, getting insurance, investing correctly, and doing strategic tax planning. And those are just some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start thinking about retirement, what you're really doing is you're thinking about income planning. And that, in his point is you need to start thinking about it in that way. You know, Congress, even when it comes to the 401k plans, one of the things that Congress is looking at is how are you going to start taking distributions from 401k plans. They're concerned about that because what they're seeing is people are not doing a very good job of taking distributions from their 401k plans as far as income goes.
Well, that's where I saw some articles where their Congress is thinking about allowing annuities inside 401k plans,
mm-hmm.
because then the annuities are designed to pay out retirement income. And that way you don't have to worry about guarantees or investment returns or so on that. So Congress is, sometimes they do things right.
Well, you know, these are things that are issues that they want to try and address. You know, that's all a pension is.
Yes.
Is an annuity. It's an income stream for you for a certain period of time. And that's why when you get those, you're thinking about retiring, and if you're fortunate enough to have a defined benefit pension plan through your employer, and you get this 8-page document that gives you about 12 different options as to how you want to create an income stream. Well, that's part of planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you want the pension to do for you? So the point being that if you're thinking about retiring, you need the way to think about it, according to Jamie Hopkins in his book, is ultimately you're really thinking about income planning. Because Social Security is probably not going to be enough.
Yeah, you're going to be shifting from saving to distribution.
Sure.
Of what you've
and so there's no,
put away.
There's
right.
not new funds coming in. It's mm-hmm. it's income from what we're a finite resource that you have.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the issues that you always face is we talk about the accumulation phase of life and the distribution phase of life. If during the accumulation phase you're already thinking about the fact that really, you're talking about accumulating money for distribution, making that transition into the distribution mode will be easier for you. Because what we found is a lot of times people have a lot of difficulty making that transition from accumulation to distribution. That's a different way of thinking.
So you put on a different hat financially, and you're now looking at things in a different way. How do you get money out of what you've saved? What's the best way for you? And that's part of what we do as financial planners. In fact, it's a big part.
Yeah, to help you direct and think about it in the proper way. What he refers to it is, he says, retirement planning doesn't occur inside of a silo. And what he means by that is there are so many other things that go into it. Rather than just accumulating assets.
Mm-hmm.
And how
do you take them from where, when, all of that. So there is a timeline almost of what you can create for what you're going to distribution from where, for you're going to distribute from where out of your assets.
Yeah, and then how do you use them?
Exactly.
Because quick example there, I got a couple coming in this morning, they've got several different life insurance policies, but they don't need all of them,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to do a switch, use some of their existing life insurance and get long-term care, and that's one more piece that they're not going to have to pay for in their retirement.
So literally, they don't have to move or withdraw from an asset. They're just going to change or convert an asset.
Change an asset from one insurance to another insurance.
They're going to repurpose it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we do also.
We are. All right. So that's just one section of the things that we do as financial planners. You know, where are you on this time frame and timeline? So if you're pre-retirement, the big question also for you is how much should you be saving at what age? Doug Neal's going to take another look at that when we come back from this break. In the meantime, you got a question right now, you thinking about either retiring, or you got folks that are going to be retiring, or maybe you've got folks that are saying, should I be taking Social Security early? What about you? What are your plans? Have you got this nailed down? All kinds of questions. I know you've got them. Here is your opportunity to call us in private on the phone at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Beck Drive.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
It's never too early to start planning for the upcoming season. Stop by WC Tractor, your local award-winning dealer in Brenham, during the Kick the Tires event going on now for great in-store deals and finance options on all New Holland equipment. Choose from New Holland tractors, hay and forage equipment, harvesting, seeding, spraying, or construction equipment. But it all ends March 31st, so hurry in to see the savings during the Kick the Tires event at WC Tractor in Brenham.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, February 5th, Craig will be speaking with Shay Janner from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 1250 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want any trouble. We want you to be successful and move forward in the right way, particular to you and your situation and your family. We've been talking about retirement, retirement savings this morning, and a lot of times when I go and do 401k plan enrollments at various companies, one of the questions I get from my audience, they're finding out about their retirement plan, is, well, how much should I be putting away now. How much should I be saving right now? I'm only 30 years old. So is it that big a deal for me? That's one of them I get a lot. And Doug Neal, should it be a big deal?
Yes, it should be. There's different. I got this article out of Investment News last week. I think Investment News comes out biweekly. It's a trade newspaper, and it's got all kinds of good stuff. This particular article's from, according to Fidelity Administrators.
They run probably a huge amount. I don't know whether they or Vanguard are bigger on 401k, but they're huge in 401k land.
Yeah,
lots
you've all heard of Fidelity, but this is a compilation of all of their plans and their averages, and they did it by age bracket on how much money in saving was going on in their 401k. So this is not a survey. This is actual numbers. And so they broke it down into ages in the 20s and then ages in the 30s, ages in the 40s, 50s, and then 60s of how much was the average 401k balance and what was the median 401k balance.
Okay.
Says here on ages 20 to 29, the average 401k balance is $11,600 in all of Fidelity's plans.
Mm-hmm.
The median, meaning the spot right in the middle, the balance is $4,000.
Oh.
So you got some really good savers, and then you got some people that aren't doing squat.
Yeah, because I was surprised that ages 20 to 29, when you said 11. Over 11,000, I thought, well, that's higher than I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, pretty good, but the median is 4,000. Mm-hmm. And what Fidelity is saying is that by age 30, you should have 1 year's salary saved for retirement. So unless you live on 11,000 a year, you probably need to do a little better than that, according to Fidelity. Ages 30 to 39, the average 401k balance was $43,600. So you got some people socking some money away, but the median, the spot right in the middle, $16,500. So $16,500 was kind of the median for the 30 age bracket in the 30s. And what Fidelity was saying is by age 40, you should have three times your annual salary saved.
Mm.
That's starting to pump it up there a little bit. Those are the tough years in the 30s. That's when the kids come and the mortgage comes, and it's, man, do I really want to put it in the 401k and not touch it for 40 years? That's a tough time, but that's the median is 16,500. In the 40s, the average 401k balance is $106,200. So it's getting up there. It's more than double for the 30s. The median spot right in the middle, $36,900, and what Fidelity is saying is by age 50, you should have six times your annual salary. There again, do you have your house paid off? What kind of debt load do you have?
Are you paying for college?
Yeah.
For kids?
So there's, or you, do you have to take care of your parents?
Yeah.
Or one of your parents?
That's
so one of your spouses
one.
Has to quit working? So anyway, in the 50s, the average 401k balance, $179,100. The median, the spot in the middle, this is in the 50s, $62,700. Kind of hard to retire on $62,000.
That's awfully close to a lot of people's salary for 1 year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And what Fidelity says, and I don't know what they base this on, but by age 60, you should have eight times your annual salary saved.
Mm.
Well, and then in your 60s, when most people kind of start thinking pretty seriously of retiring, the average 401k balance is $196,600. The median only went up $300, $63,000. So in the 50s, the median was $62,700. In the 60s, the median was $63,000. People kind of...
Well, there are a lot of people paying for college for their kids.
Yeah.
In that bracket, yeah.
And then also some of the paying off their homes, because here's from the Census Bureau, 40% of American homeowners own their home free and clear of any debt, no outstanding mortgage or existing home equity loan. So that's pretty good. So if you can do that, you don't need as much income coming in if you don't have a mortgage. Still got taxes and utilities. and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to continue to live. 60% of the homeowners with debt, the median outstanding balance, $126,000. That's from the Census Bureau. So that kind of gives you an idea what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Fidelity's numbers, those are actual numbers from all the plans from all over the United States that
millions
they have.
Millions of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Census Bureau on the, who owns it. But now, who's the top 1% of earners in the country? What do you have to be earning to be in the top 1% of all income earners in the country?
I don't know. What? Let's see.
$480,000.
Okay. I almost said 500.
Okay.
All right.
$480,000. Now, springtime hopefully is coming soon. And what happens in the springtime, especially down in Florida? Spring training, baseball, Major League Baseball teams open this week. Their spring training, I think the pitchers come. What's the minimum salary for a Major League Baseball player for 2019?
Half a million?
$555,000. That's the minimum. Okay, that puts him in the top 1% of all the earners. And so the taxes are going to get him. But just to give you some money numbers.
Well, one of the things I find interesting about that, and Tony, you can, I'm sure, relate to this, is and all the 401k plan enrollments that we do, a lot of the enrollment materials have a little thing that you can use to tells you how much you need to save
to reach a certain number
mm-hmm.
at a certain age.
Yeah, and when, you know, when you were talking about the 20s to 29, 30 to 30, and all those numbers, one of the things I look for when I watch them use that little calculator, as you can see them going, I can't possibly do that. My concern about that is the fact that they look at it and they're intimidated by the fact that they don't think that they can put enough money aside to make a difference, and so they don't do it at all. Yeah. And I've seen that happen. For example, you know, at age, what was it, age 60, they had to have eight times
their median salary. It's like, oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, so
that's a lot of money.
You know, if we say that their salary is $100,000, they would have to have $800,000 set aside. And it becomes, you don't let the numbers intimidate you. If you start when you're in your 20s, just setting some money aside, we've talked about the fact that once you start doing it, you don't miss it.
Well, and the thing is, we have clients who are now maybe in their late 30s and early 40s, and they've just done a bang-up job saving, and they've got kids. You know, they got kids who are teenagers now.
Yeah.
And they always said, you know, before we went on and spent extra on a vacation, maybe we still took a vacation, but we didn't do
we
drove instead of all of us buying a plane ticket or whatever. But every time we did something, we always said, are we saving first? And I do know people who do this, and they're not suffering. They're not suffering.
Yeah, I just had a conversation yesterday with a young guy at church. He was, I think he's 36. He's got two little kids, and he works at a hospital. And I told him, he asked about a 401k to be saving. Yes, put it in there. He said, well, I just, you know, two little kids and whatever. And I just said, well, what you do is when you get your next raise, he said, I just got one. I said, put half of it in the 401k, and then you can spend the other half. Because you didn't have that money before.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So, yeah, put something, even if $25, just put something in there to get started. And it kind of grows and builds on you as you see your, you know, all of a sudden you got $1,000 and then you got $5,000 and then $10,000. But that's a good way to get started is if you get any raise at all, put half of it into 401k and the other half spend, use, because you didn't have it, you know, the week before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so new money can be future money, right? Mm-hmm. So, again, it's really a question of what's really important here. And, you know, unless you think your kids are going to be there supporting you later on, they'd like to, probably many of them would, but they're going to be in the same boat here.
Yeah, they don't want to have to support you.
That's a different thing. And how many of you listening this morning are on the have to right now with your folks, right? If you're older, more and more of us are having to help out with finances for our parents. So just think about it. Resolve, okay, two fewer trips this week or this month to my favorite coffee place, one less pair of probably overpriced shoes. You know, think about things and just say, where can I trim without really depressing myself and not keeping it up? That's the other part.
Yes.
You have to start it before you can continue to move forward with it. And most people find out it's not as bad as they thought. Oh.
And it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
You just got to get started.
There you go. All right. Coming back, we're going to talk about, at least start the conversation on this, about something that I have people ask me all the time. Should I combine all of these IRAs that I have? Yeah, you leave a job, you leave another job, you roll, and you got an IRA here, you got an IRA there. Shouldn't you have several so you can figure out what you're doing and maybe you want to invest them all differently? Well, maybe, but let's talk about the value of consolidating IRA accounts that you might want to think about. And there are a couple of shockers in here that I wasn't expecting. All right. So stay with us here on the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. We're going to take a little break. You got a question right now? No problem. Give us a call. We'll talk to you on the phone in private at 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
100 yellow ribbons around the old tree.
It's time to try out and trade up at ASCO Equipment. For a construction business to grow, every minute on every machine matters. That's why ASCO is inviting you to experience firsthand how Case can take your business to the next level. Take their Case D-Series excavators. Faster cycle times, better visibility, and greater comfort equals more dirt moved per hour and fewer costs per day. Visit ASCO at Brenhamont US 290 West or in Bryan on North Earl Rudder Freeway today to schedule your demo or walk around today.
Hope Rising, a local ministry, provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. As a licensed child placement agency, Hope Rising needs your help. If you feel called to become foster parents, house parents, or respite caregivers and can provide family structure and the love of Christ to these broken children, fill out the foster parent form online at HopeRisingMinistries.org. Hope Rising provides a high level of training and support. The joy comes when you see a broken and battered girl transform into the woman she was meant to be. That's HopeRisingMinistries.org.
We got started with Downey from day one, and it's been a great, great form of advertising.
Full page ad every year since day one, in color.
They go straight to that phone book because it's always worked for them.
Our ROI on Downey advertising has been very good.
Downey is the most affordable. We have a very large ad, extremely important.
It verifies that we're serious about being in business.
Downey delivers.
Call today, 866-7-DOWNEY.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialists. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience a delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, February 5th, Craig will be speaking with Shay Janner from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Do you like to write? How would you like to get paid for writing? Radio stations KTAX and KWHI may have the perfect job for you. We're hiring a full-time copywriter to write radio ads. If you're a creative person and can put your thoughts into words quickly, this copywriting position may be for you. We offer an excellent employment package, including health insurance and a profit-sharing plan. Email your resume with references to tom@ktex.com or fill out an application in person at 223 East Main Street in Brenham. KTAX KWHI is an equal opportunity employer.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group. Again, we have two offices, one in Brenham and the other one in Houston. Glad to see you either place. Come in for that free review. Make sure that you are on track and taking advantage of every possibility for becoming more financially secure now and in the future. Here's our number to do that, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right. Let's talk a little bit, at least start the conversation about consolidating your IRA accounts. Now, a lot of us have two accounts, three accounts. Some of us have more than that because you leave your job, you get a new job, you roll your old 401k or 403b into an IRA, and you just repeat, okay? Repeat, repeat.
Or it's still there at your old 401k.
You just haven't got around to it. Well, and there are problems with that too, right? But the main thing is that a lot of us, I've seen people come in with four different IRA accounts. Four of them.
Yeah, because it was back when they came out earlier, that people were thinking you go and buy an IRA. No, you don't buy an IRA. You open an account that is tax favored under the Internal Revenue Code, individual retirement account, and you invest it in different things.
Right.
So you could invest your IRA in most anything.
Well, and that's one of the things we were talking about that during the break. Just even if you have just one account for your IRA, you can invest within that account differently. You can hold different types of investments.
Stocks
in
or
one.
Bonds or an annuity or ETFs or
sure.
Just about anything you want in
cash.
There. Yep.
Money market, different types of things. You can do all kinds of things. So
we won't go into the real estate part of that. That's
But there are different things you can do.
Yeah.
All right.
Just in one account. Just open one account.
Just within one. You know, so I think the thing is, and this is a big compilation of what people do from one of the big money managers out there. And, you know, it's a really good little primer on some things that you should know about consolidating. We're just going to start off with a few of them, and then we'll continue this conversation coming up on the Wednesday program. But let's start here. You know, the most immediate benefit of rolling your IRAs into one, if you got more than one, you know, is that you can actually see everything. that's one. All right. Yes. So that's one. But the other thing is that, again, you can manage your portfolio a little bit more easily because you can see everything in one.
Yeah, you're not investing everything in the same one or two mutual funds.
Yeah. I mean, most of us choose an investment approach that does, hopefully, the following things like your goals, your time horizon, how much risk you're willing to tolerate, and then you go ahead and then you plan on what investments and what things you're going to put this money into, right? That seems to be what I see the most. So a key component of meeting these goals also, and what we do for our clients, is your portfolio should be reviewed and rebalanced on some sort of a regular basis, maybe at least once a year, or reviewed and rebalanced as needed.
And as needed is usually when something changes in your life.
Right.
New baby, new home, new job, whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah. There are reasons.
The wind blows.
The wind blows.
And which way is it blowing now? Yeah. So that's one reason where it's more convenient, frankly, to see everything that's going on, all the stuff you're invested in your IRA, if everything's combined, instead of this account and that account, and then you're having to try and figure out the overall return, and is it working, and is it how come this part's down, this part's up? Well, should I have more of this than that? It's hard to do when you got 2, 3, 4 accounts, right? So just the ease of managing it is reason number one. And again, kind of hand in hand with that is your investment choices, because IRAs do provide a more diverse variety of professionally managed investment options than your retirement plan at work. 401ks have a list of what they offer you, and that's it. 403bs have a list of what they can offer you, and that's it. In your own IRA, you can have virtually limitless possibilities.
Or if you have multiple IRAs there, you might be having the same.
You might be overweighted in something more aggressive. When you look at all 3 or 2 or 5 of them, whatever you got, instead of looking at all in one time and going, wow, I got way too much going on in here, and I don't know if I want to take that much risk.
Yeah, we're going to have to continue this conversation, why you should consolidate your IRAs on Wednesday.
Yeah, so let's do that. Look forward to it. In the meantime, you got questions, of course, give us a call at the office or come in for the free review. Even if you just want to call, ask a question, no problem. 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today. See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, or FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.